How's everyone doing?
Good.
Good. Another beautiful day.
How tough was it to lose Menom, given how he'd done and the progress he was making this year?
Well, it's unfortunate. Anytime you lose a player, not just Menelik, but anybody, you feel for them, all the work they put in. But it's the next man up, mentality we have here. So someone's got to step up there for him.
What do you think of the job that Brock did in his first start this year?
Not bad. I think there's a couple plays, he liked to have back. But the way he ran the huddle and executed and got us in and out of certain plays, some checks that he made, the check that he made throwing the ball to Cody and the option, the change that he made to the other side, the possibility of going over there also. So did some nice things.
Mike, you've operated this offense at a pretty high level, Dallas. Since then, obviously, it's been a little bit more uneven in the results.
Yeah.
How frustrating is that when you've got an example of how things need to look, but you can't quite get to it yet?
Well, it starts off, we got to eliminate some critical errors during the game, eliminate turnovers, some penalties. We had the penalty on 3rd-and-1 last week. We got to play, we got to pick up a first down, things like that. Some things I could call differently at times, but that's every game you're going to look at regardless. There's things I wish in the Dallas game I had back to change too. It's everybody doing their jobs a little better and just cleaning some things up. And, I think in this game, you got to make the most of every opportunity you get for, there's been certain games where whether it's a protection, whether it's a missed throw, whether, something that comes up that you guys say, God, if we would have just hit that, how that could have changed something or, something at the end of a half that could have swung the momentum a certain way, scoring a touchdown in Buffalo instead of just a field goal. There's a number of things that come up every week that we got to improve on. No, DT is one of the best in the game. It's been that way for a long time. So he's going to see a wide variety of coverages. Other people are clouding to him, doubling him a number of different ways. But that's what that's normal with him.
When the team's struggling like it has been, do you feel pressure to come up with one play that'll work to get the team going as you prepare during the week?
I think you're always looking for opportunities to put players in a position to be successful. And, what does the team do from week to week defensively? How do they attack? What changes during a game? It's often, the guys that we have and, how we do certain things, you're gonna have to make adjustments. That's every week that you go in there. But you're just trying to always put your players in a position to be successful and move guys around. We want to go out there and make those plays when the plays present themselves.
It seems like during the game, sometimes those penalties, those bad plays stick with Garrett Bowles. Is there anything you can say to help keep that young mind on a positive track when he does have a bad play?
You got to encourage everybody. It's not just him, it's everybody. There's going to be a breakdown at some point in time. You're physically going to get beat at this game at all positions. There's going to be a mistake somewhere, but there's some pre-snap things and some things after the ball's blown dead that you got to avoid. So that's the key thing.
New England's defense struggled early, not so much lately. Have you noticed, anything you can share without giving away secrets, adjustments they've made?
Well, I know their staff says get better every week and learn from your mistakes, keep improving, keep working hard, and that's what they've done. And we know what kind of team they have.
Thank you. Josh is still running his offense.
Yeah.
What did you take from him, your time with him? Do you still have parts of your playbook that are from that time?
Yeah, as time goes on and the grayer I get and the more you're in this business, you kind of steal a little bit from everybody. And the coaches you work with, I've been very fortunate from my early days in Carolina, the time spent here and then going to San Diego and then coming back here, working with some great coaches. You kind of put all those concepts, all those thoughts together and you build your book and then you watch games on Sunday, you see certain things, you steal from other teams. But a lot of little things. The way you prepare for a game that I learned from them and different little, things that you deal with during the week, how to approach a week, how do you prepare for opponent. But that's everyone you learn something from every coach you're with. I've been very fortunate to be with some great ones.
Did you say he and Bill had a big impact on your early career sort of as a play caller?
Yeah, Bill Musgrave got me in this business back in 2000 when I got that phone call. I just finished playing the CFL. And he gave me a call, and I got into it. And so there's a lot I learned from him. And the one thing, he said from the very first day I met him, that, you know, you work so hard from Monday through Saturday, you put a lot of time in. So, you know, calling the game should be the fun part, the easy part of it all. You know, you put a lot of time in, you're organized, you have all the everything outlined, and then you got to adjust, obviously, during a game when you have to make changes. But that's the hard part, and you should enjoy the Sunday. So that's one thing I'll never forget from him.
There's been so few players in this locker room that have been through kind of a stretch like this. Mm-hmm. How do you, as a coaching staff, deal with, I guess, the frustrations that can brew in a streak like this? What's the key as a coaching staff when guys have that frustration that a losing streak brings?
We just got to continue to work hard. Things happen for reasons. You know, you don't always understand why at times, but you just got to keep plugging away. There's a lot of ball left. You know, we're halfway through the season. There's a lot of football left, and you've got to get one to get going. And that's the key thing for us, is go out there, get that next win. You have the same goal every week, to be 1-0, continue to work hard, and you're always, you know, even certain times of games, at, you know, end of game last week, hey, you're still working for the future. You know, you keep going. You got to keep plugging away, and you got to stay positive and grind, and no one's going to feel sorry for you in this business. You got to keep on going.
Time for a couple more guys.
When you go into a game, do you know how you're going to divvy up the reps at running back, or is that you ride the hot hand, or how do you do that?
Well, it changes from week to week. There's certain times you get in the flow of a game. You know, we've always said, hey, the guy gets in a certain flow, you're running a certain scheme, there's certain things, or the tempo of the game changes. So that's going to change from week to week. We haven't gone into games saying CJ's going to get this many snaps, Book's getting this many, Jamal's getting this many. You kind of go with the flow of the game.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you.